you, and welcome to another episode of Wild Possibilities. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm Karina, and I'm the host of Wild Possibilities. Today, I wanted to share a meditation with you, and this meditation I've previously taught or guided my clients through in just individual sessions and in my workshops. And I just thought I really need to share this one with you because it's so fitting in regards to the current situation, the time that we're currently in. And yeah, for that meditation, you can just sit down comfortably. Either you can sit down on the floor with a pillow, or you can sit down on your bed or a chair, depending on where you can sit comfortably, for about 10 to 20 minutes. And if you found a comfortable seat, you can either sit cross-legged or just have your legs straight, depending on what really suits you the best. I'm also currently sitting on the floor on my yoga pillow, on my meditation pillow, so to speak. And I'm just gonna guide you through this process so you can fully relax, sit back straight, either have your hands, your palms facing down if you wanna feel secure and wanna keep your energy to yourself and wanna feel protected, or if you feel open to receive right now and you wanna open channels, you can also turn your palms up so that they face to the sky, which is also so beautiful. I, for myself, will keep my palms turned downwards for today because I feel like, I just feel like in this crazy period, I want to have this sort of protection and this feeling of certainty and security in this time of uncertainty. And so you can slowly close your eyes, have the last couple of wiggles so that you really found your position to stay in, so that you don't necessarily have to move again for the time of this meditation. And with your eyes closed, you can start taking the first couple of deep breaths to really find stillness, to tune into your body, to find softness in your body and in your soul. Give your mind the possibility, the opportunity to be present for the next couple of minutes. Really concentrate here on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out in your own time, in your own rhythm. Follow your breath and how it flows through your nostrils, in and out. Can you feel it? Can you feel your breath? Can you feel that life flowing through you? I will introduce a mantra to you today. And with that mantra, you can basically attach the mantra to your breath. And the mantra that I decided on is a mantra that I've used the past month, since it is just so fitting and so suitable to me. In this time of uncertainty, in this time of social distancing, in this time in which we really need to be so mindful in order to connect with others, in this time where for connection we really need to find new ways, we need to actually create them. In this time, the mantra is just so fitting. The mantra that I want to share with you today, and it is just so fitting, is: when it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. And so you can breathe in, saying to yourself, when it is loud on the outside, and you can breathe out, saying to yourself, I become still on the inside. So you breathe in, when it is loud on the outside, and you breathe out, I become still on the inside. And so you can continue with your breath and the mantra. You can say it to yourself in your head, or you can even whisper it if you feel like it. All in tune with your breath. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. And so you can continue. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. If you want to, you can now let go of the mantra. How do you feel? Really feel into every cell of your body. Do you feel the strength of your cells? Do you feel and experience the gratefulness for your magical, wonderful body? The gratefulness that flows through you. Perhaps we can take a moment and just really be in that moment of gratefulness, really experience that gratefulness, really feel into it. What can we just in that moment in time take away from it? What does our gratefulness tell us? How does it make us feel? How can we, in a time of outer separation, go into that inner connection? How can we create connection within ourselves? How can we connect to ourselves? What connects you? What connects us? You are not alone. You are here. We are here. We are energetically connected with each other. All is one. And when we connect and when we move towards abundance, we raise our vibration. Can you feel this abundance within you? I'm going to read a little piece by Omira to you. I think I've adapted it a little, but I can't really remember. It just resonated so deeply with me. And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and grew gardens full of fresh food, and learned new ways of being, and were still, so very still, and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows, and the people began to think differently, and the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed, and the people joined together again, they grieved the losses, and made new choices, and dreamed new images, and created new ways to live and heal the earth, fully as they'd been healed. Keep on breathing very deeply, in and out. Stay with your breath. Maybe you want to reconnect with the mantra one last time. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. Connect the mantra to your breath one last time. When it is loud on the outside, I become so very still on the inside. When it is loud on the outside, I become still on the inside. You can let go of the mantra now. Just keep on breathing deeply, in and out, let it go. Let everything go. Take one last deep breath in and out. Join your hands together in front of your heart in Anjali Mudra or praying position. Lower your head towards your fingertips. Loka Samasta Sukhino Vavantu. May all living beings everywhere be happy and free. May my words, my actions, and my thoughts contribute to the happiness and the freedom of all. Thank yourself for the body that you have. Thank yourself for the time that you took out for yourself. Thank yourself for connecting to your inner source, to your inner wisdom. Thank you for meditating with me. Thank you for raising the vibration of all. Thank you for connecting. Namaste. I really hope you enjoyed this meditation. I hope that you feel as deeply connected and calm as I do right now. And feel free to return to this meditation whenever you feel like it would serve you. I hope you're having a beautiful day or evening, wherever you are, and just know that you're so loved. I'm sending you so much love and light, and I cannot wait to share another episode with you very soon. Bye!